Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Maris and Miles. Hey guys! They submitted an Apple Podcast review with their idea for a story. And you can do that too. You can either leave a review on our Apple Podcast or go to our YouTube channel called The J Cubbies and leave a comment in one of our videos with your idea for a story. Are you ready to hear their adventure? Me too! Let's go! One Saturday morning, Maris and Miles woke up, and it was a beautiful day. They thought it was just a normal Saturday morning, and so they came downstairs and got breakfast and ate all of their breakfast very fast and wanted to go play outside. And then they heard, oh, is that our spy beeper upstairs? Oh my gosh, it is. Let's go. And they ran upstairs, and sitting under their pillow, their spy beeper, beep, 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 was going off. That means the Spy Kids team had a mission for them. And when they called into headquarters, the Spy Kids headquarters said,
Maris and Miles, thank you for calling in so quickly. There is an emergency in Africa that needs your help. Are you ready? Do you accept this challenge?
Absolutely, Maris and Miles both said. So they quick jumped on their helicopter because you have a helicopter too, right? Oh, you do? Oh, well, maybe some of the spy kids, they have helicopters. And Maris and Miles, theirs was orange and blue. It was very cool. And very fast. And so as they were riding in their helicopter all the way to Africa, they started to imagine, man, I wonder what kind of mission this is going to be. Because in the message, it didn't say what it was. It just said it was really important. And so as their helicopter landed in Africa, which is another continent on the other side of the ocean, it's very far away. As they landed in Africa, they stepped out of their helicopter and looked around. Oh, there's Tom. He's from headquarters. He must have the mission for us. And Maris and Miles walked over to Tom and said, Hi, Mr. Tom. What's the mission? And Tom said,
Guys, I'm so glad you made it so quickly. You see, there are two baby animals who are trapped and they need your help.
Maris said, Oh my gosh, that's awful. We love animals. Where are they and how did they get stuck?
Well, we're not sure how it happened, but they seem to have gotten stuck on sinking sand.
Dun, dun, dun!
Have you ever heard of sinking sand? Oh my gosh. Sinking sand or quicksand is like the worst, most dangerous thing in the whole world. It looks like normal sand, but it sinks and sucks you in. And if you step on it, it's really hard to get away. And it looks and sounds like these animals, oh no, they must have accidentally walked on it and gotten stuck. And now they're starting to sink in the sand. Ah! Miles said, we gotta get out there as fast as we can. Do you know where they are? Mr. Tom said,
yes. Here's the GPS. Just follow this map and it will lead you right to the trap. But be very careful. Do not touch the quicksand or else you will get stuck too.
Maris and Miles had quite the challenge ahead of them. And so, as they began their journey of following the GPS, which helped them know which way to go, they started to think of, man, what are ways that we could help pull them out of the quicksand? Maris had a really good idea. What if we grab some branches and lay it on top of the quicksand and then can we walk on the branches? And make sure we just don't touch the sand. Oh, that's a good idea, Miles said. So they started to grab branches and different sticks and logs along the way and carry them, so that they were ready when they got there. "Oh, I think it's right up ahead," Miles said. "Oh my gosh, I think that's it." In the middle of the jungle, they could see this big mound of sand that was surrounded by really pointy, thorny bushes. Oh my gosh, that looks dangerous. How in the world did the animals get here? Gosh, I don't know. And there's a really big river on the other side. Huh, that's interesting. And oh my gosh, there it was. Right in the middle of all that sand were these two creatures. Wait a second. They look kind of like stuffed animals. One was like a whale and one was a giraffe. How did they get here and how did they get stuck? And then all of a sudden, the whale said,
"Hey guys, we're over here. We need your help."
Did that whale just talk? It looks like a stuffed animal.
"Well, we are stuffed animals, but we can actually talk. My name's Wally. Please come help us."
That stuffed animal whale was talking, and the giraffe right next to him said,
"Hi, my name's Gigi. Can you please help us?"
They can both talk. Hurry, we gotta save them. And just as fast as they could, they started grabbing all their branches and logs and throwing them on the sand. And thankfully, they didn't start sinking in the sand. And as they made this, like, a road of sticks all the way to where those two creatures were, they got closer and closer. And oh my gosh, the giraffe and the whale, they were like half sunk in the sand. Only their top legs and their head were sticking out of the sand. They're running out of time. Miles and Maris had to think of something quick. How do we get them out fast? Maris said, "I brought a rope. I forgot about that. It's in my pocket." Pulling this giant rope out, they tied it in a circle like a big noose and threw it out to the two creatures who grabbed on. "Start pulling," Miles said. And they started pulling and pulling, and the two creatures popped out of the sand. And they were able to save them and carry them out of the quicksand and onto dry land. We did it! Yes! We saved them.
"Thank you guys so much,"
Gigi said.
"Yeah. We could not have done this without you. Thank you so much. And we're kind of all alone. Do you think you could take us home with you?"
Maris and Miles couldn't believe it. "You mean you guys want to like come home with us? That would be pretty fun. And we have a really cool house and really fun things to do and cool toys. That would be great. Let's do it." And so now the four of them all climbed into the helicopter to race back to home because they didn't want to be gone too long or else they might get in trouble. And so their helicopter had to go super, super fast. Oh, they were getting tired. It had been a really long day. But Maris and Miles were so excited to get home and go to bed that night and curl up with their new friends, Wally and Gigi. As the helicopter landed, they ran inside with their new friends and put on pajamas, brushed their teeth, got ready for bed, and fell asleep. The end.